We always begin our service with an acclamation to focus on the triune God and his presence among us. In Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter, the acclamation is tailored to the themes of the season, but during this ordinary time, it's an invocation of the Trinity and his kingdom. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the collect for purity. When you ever see the word collect, that does mean a prayer that collects us, that focuses our thoughts and our hearts on certain themes. And the collect for purity, which we say every week, acknowledges our own need for God, acknowledges God's presence in our midst, acknowledges that God knows every single thing about us, and so we're offering ourselves to him. We follow that with the summary of the law, a reminder of Jesus' great and first commandment, and then finally, the Kyrie, Lord, have mercy upon us. When we say that, we're again acknowledging our need for God, we're acknowledging that God knows every single thing about us, and we're offering ourselves to him. And putting ourselves before his mercy. And having done that, then we sing this great song of praise. It can be any song of praise, but historically the church has used this beautiful hymn, the Gloria, which is a mix of several pieces of scripture, and it's a beautiful hymn that we all sing. So let us pray the collect for purity together. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.